Right now, we have Mike Nelson, president and CEO of Pleasance County Bank in St. Mary's, West Virginia, on the line. Good morning and welcome, Mike.
Good morning.
So in the face of this meltdown on Wall Street, how is business in West Virginia?
Stable, secure, and I think the customers in our marketplace are leery and afraid of course, of all the media attention and all the drama they're seeing on television.
What makes your bank different from those who are really suffering from the collapses at the moment?
Well, Pleasance County Bank is a community bank, and we've been in St. Mary's, well, for 112 years now. And Pleasance County Bank is different from the large investment banks in that we deal directly right here in our community. We take local deposits, and we make local mortgage loans, automobile loans, and business loans. And when we put our loans on our books, we keep them to maturity or until they pay off or they're refinanced in some way.
So you're talking about a more conservative investment, but let me ask you this. Are people paying their mortgages and other loans?
Right now, yes. In West Virginia, I think we have a pretty good, stable banking environment. I'm not going to say that we're going to be insulated from a national or global recession. Our valley has quite a few chemical plants and coal-fired electric generating plants. And I think, you know, if this recession trickles down to the chemical plants in our valley and there's layoffs, and I think, you know, we're going to see some of the downturn also.
So that's really what you're watching for, is how the unemployment rate does in your state.
Exactly.
You know, I wonder, Mike, you're on a first-name basis with the guys who are paying your mortgages, right?
Oh, yes, we are.
I mean, you could probably rattle off a couple of first names of people who are paying, right?
Yes, and I'll tell you, they're concerned about their deposits. The best thing that came out of the relief bill for community banks, not only in West Virginia and probably nationwide, was the increase in the FDIC insurance. That went a long way to stabilize a lot of fears in our community.
Because are you spending a lot of your time reassuring your customers, and what kind of questions do they have?
I've spent a good part of my day the last two or three weeks reassuring customers. The difference, trying to reassure customers the difference between the word bank and investment bank and community bank.
Have you had to use the word casino to describe what's going on Wall Street?
Cha-ching, no, not yet.
So in terms of the wider bailout plan, what do you think of it beyond the FDIC insurance going up? Are there other ways where it affects how you do business every day?
Not as much as it will in the larger cities and the larger markets. I understand the need to return cash flow nationwide and around the world to some type of a semblance of order, and between a lot of the larger banks, and I think, you know, we hear this on the national news. I mean, there's been a loss of trust in the banking business between banks, because no one knows who's going to be the next large failure or the next one that gets gobbled up because they're having problems.
And given that question of trust, have you had fewer applications for loans in the last days and weeks?
Oh, yes. I think it's been I think the process has really slowed down over probably the last 6 months. But really in the last month, it just seems like a lot of things have almost come to a complete halt. But there's still people out there buying some automobiles, mm-hmm. and we still have a few applications for people doing some remodeling and buying some homes.
Okay, Mike Nelson, thanks for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mike Nelson, he's the president and CEO of Pleasance County Bank in St. Mary's, West Virginia, and he says they're open for business.
Open for business, but having trouble attracting loans that people aren't wanting to borrow. It's an interesting point, even though he knows the people he's lent to.
And not only that, but it's interesting how much time he's spending reassuring them.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.